Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got some hypotheticals, a proposal situation, and DMing celebrities. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again in a ho, ho, ho holiday way. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. That's right. The bells are jingling. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Tis the season.
Tis the season. That's right, Shelby. Shelby gets extra excited for the holiday season. You can hear it in his voice.
He has risen.
He has risen. This is our Christmas episode, right?
That's when it's dropping.
That's when it's dropping right under your tree. Papa JT. J Train of Claus.
You look very festive.
Very. I'm wearing my Santa outfit, and I just brought you some merriment for your Christmas day. That's right. Lots of podcasts. I'll tell you this. I'm a podcast listener. I'm an OG podcast. I was listening when you had to like download in 15-minute increments to your iPod mini.
Crazy.
Crazy. I'm 100 years old. So I know what it's like to be a podcast listener. All your other podcast friends, take a look. Are they there for you?
Nope.
Nope?
Taking it off.
Taking it off, doing best of episodes.
If that.
Remember, J Train was there for you on Christmas Day. Plopped an episode under your tree. You work with a lot of podcasts, Shelby. Are they out this week or no?
Some are. But barely.
Whoa, don't ruin my fucking
board. Oh, no.
Here.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. Do that again. All right. We'll have to cut that out. What version of Santa Claus is this? What is this?
Sexual.
Sexual Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Santa coming to drop a load under the tree. Didn't it sound like that at the end?
It has got a little bit erotic.
It got a little bit weird. Like almost 80s jacked up Santa. Let's play the bells again. Let's get the bells going. Because we wanted to give you a Christmas gift. I don't take holidays off.
You never do.
J-Train's here. Uncle J-Train. The King of Brunch. The Wizard of Weddings. Sultan of Swipes. Prince of Promos. The Wizard of Haas. I'm always here for you.
Prince of Perspectives.
Prince of Perspectives. That's right. We got to find some new, king names. The Czar of Zeal.
I like that.
Czar of Zeal. I like that too during the holiday season. So listen, just remember, I want you to know, just look at, update your podcast list. Where are they? Dan Patrick, is he there? No. Best of. Colin Cowherd, is he there? He might be. He does this week. Those are the podcasts I listen to. Just remember, if someone's having a best of week, that's someone that didn't want to go to work for you. J Train's here for you.
He'd rather get on the megabus.
That's
to
right.
Wherever the hell their family's from.
Wherever they're going, megabus to Delaware.
Ugh.
Shelby and I are here. Christmas hats on. Sleigh bells singing. Ring-a-ding-linging. Every Tuesday and Friday. But I do want to say thank you for listening. And listen, since Santa Train is here for you, why don't you take a screenshot and make it your Instagram story?
That's our present.
That's the present back to us. This is our gift to you. Now you gift back to us.
That's our stocking stuffer.
Santa Train wants his cookies.
Mm-mm.
I want my cookies and milk. And they come in the form of screenshots that are made into Instagram stories.
The horny part's
here
back.
Here we go. And Santa Train is bringing the heat to your tree. That's right. Santa Train here every Christmas. Very excited about today's guest. Very excited. A holiday treat.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's right. Reggie Conquest, thank you for coming on.
Hey, that energy and Shelby's energy is hilarious.
That's so how we do.
Oh, I love the Christmas music, too. I love it's the sexual Christmas music. I love it.
We do it all here. This is a real show.
You got a lot of names.
Santa Train.
Yeah. You got a lot of names. What was your name for Thanksgiving? You got a Thanksgiving name?
The Sultan of Sides.
The Pilgrim of...
The Pilgrim of...
Punchlines.
Of Punchlines.
You got
the Punchline Pilgrim.
You got holiday names. That's right.
Reggie Conquest, super funny comic. I can't believe this is the first time you've been on. This is taking too long.
This is something.
Hey, man, you know, I've seen it for a long time. I've seen
something we've the show.
Hold on. We have a drop on that.
This is something
we've
never had to deal with in the history of this show.
I like it.
We've never dealt with this.
I like it.
At
is this your
Reg
first Christmas
Conquest.
Episode?
First Christmas episode. I've been doing this for 5 fucking years.
Oh, because it said this is something new.
No, you're like, something new.
Oh, I'm something new. Oh, ho, ho, hoes. What up? I'm in here.
At Reg Conquest on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Super funny comic. We've known each other a long time. It's good to have you, buddy.
Hey, man. Happy to be here.
Are
back
you ready?
Back in the pad.
Yeah. What's going on?
Not much, man. I'm here. I'm trying not to watch football while we're doing this.
Why? Well, I like to have... I'm a big TV in the background guy my whole life.
Okay.
Like, probably why I wasn't an A student. I would have it on in the back of doing homework.
This
like, TV's been, like, I've seen, like, I watch so much TV but don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that type that, like, I know about every show but never have watched every show.
It's one of the 4 things I know you like.
The 4 things I know. hold on. What are the 4? You've been counting. Making a list, checking it twice, holiday season, Shelby.
I know you do like... stand-up comedy. Like, you don't just like doing it. You're a student of it.
I'm a student of the game. That's right. Yeah, that's 1.
ESPN.
Love ESPN. I like sports talk. Like, I like sports chatter. Like, every time Shelby comes in, I have...
What's a student? Like, when you say you're a student of the game?
I like watching stand-up and just looking at it, and I like all versions of it too. I don't like.
So you watch like everything.
That was
like,
the surprising thing to me when starting stand-up comedy, that there were people that like couldn't understand that different comedy worked for different people. You know, like there were people that would sit in the back, and you're going to be doing shows. If you guys are looking for something to do in the new year, I know this is the time of year where you're like, I got to fucking relax.
Yeah.
But if you're not looking to like go out hard. Reg is doing a week at the Creek.
Yes.
And that's in Astoria, Queens. So if you're a dude or girl out there that's kind of seeing someone, this is like a nice quiet date night where you can go to a show, sit in the back. It's free.
It's free. It's 6 days that week starting at 7. Come through.
Mexican food there is great.
The food is great.
So it's at the Creek in the Cave, which is... So to let the listeners know, that's kind of like a comedy, when you start comedy, that's like a comedy hangout, so to speak. Like, we used to go do open mics there all the time. And I remember showing up there, it was like kind of, when I first started, it was like a big deal to show up there because it felt very much like you were walking in. The Creek kind of felt like, and this is for any industry that could happen, kind of felt like one of those places, it was like walking into high school a year late.
Yeah.
So everyone already had their groups formed. Everyone had their friends already. And you just kind of walked in there and like music stopped like, and you're like, maybe I shouldn't be here. And you go do open mics there. And it was tough because you're with
everybody's picture is on the wall. Like if you
not
were,
mine.
It's not. I feel like everybody's picture in the, I mean, I'm not up there either, but I came after the Creek wave. Like when I came to Creek, it's definitely not like it was.
It was done with, yeah.
Yeah. So when
I was there
now,
for the wave and they never really wrap their arms around me, so to speak. and that's the surprising part about comedy to me. Like, it was like, I was like, as a student of the game, I could see why Joe Nerd Loser Weirdo would make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck Joe List.
That's Shelby, not me. No, I love Joe. Joe's hilarious for a different crowd than someone else might be hilarious. And I think some comics can't understand that. Yeah. They're so in their own head. Like, listen, the big one this year is Nanette. Okay, Hannah
Gadsby. Did you watch that?
I watched it because I'm a student of the game. That's right. Taking my notes.
I guess I'm not a student. Like,
I went to class. Well, I didn't like it. I didn't, but I also didn't think it was a stand-up special. I thought it was a one-person show.
Yeah.
And I think my theory on Hannah Gadsby and Nanette is that no one likes to say that they're a fan of a one person show. So they're like, they'd rather call it a comedy show because then it sounds like you're not fucking some loser who goes to one person shows. I watched it and I was very impressed, and I could see why the Australia Orchestra or whatever she played. What was it called?
I don't know.
She played at this huge theater in Australia. I could see why someone who felt that they were oppressed and haven't had their voice heard and could love the story through her, like could love her story because it represented their story. But I don't understand the idea of being like, you know, to wearing the Hannah Gadsby t-shirt and then being like, fuck all white men comedy. Like, I can't
I'm all for that.
But wouldn't you, you know what I mean? Like, that's right. The crowd is very, Hannah Gadsby.
I didn't know a lot of, like, I don't know if I'm, I don't think I can call myself a student of the game because, like, I didn't know a lot of white comics at all when I first got here.
Well, that's the other thing. I wasn't a comedy fan. Like, I liked certain people, but I wasn't like, studying up on, like, when everyone, you know, when everyone's like, who's your favorite comic, and then everyone does the same, you know, I used to be a Pryor, Carlin. I didn't even see eye to eye with that. I was just like, I like Kevin James. Sweat the small stuff. Like, I love that.
I like Kevin James from the show. Like, I
King
love
of Queens
Kevin James.
Is the most underrated show in history of television.
Yo, I put that up. I said King of Queens over Seinfeld, and it was just getting
people go
shit
crazy.
On. Yeah.
They're two, these are two totally different shows for two totally different audiences. You don't have to love chocolate and hate vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to, those two things don't have to go side and side.
Yeah.
And with comedy, it feels like that's what it's become now, where they're like, I'm, you know, the Bruce guy.
I never met a Bruce guy.
Well, I'm saying they're out there. That doesn't happen with a lot of, like, it feels like it happens more with nerds. Like, it feels like the people who were sexless in high school have to cheer for the sexless comedian who is a loser just like them.
Not Bruce.
Bruce Bruce fucks. There's no question about that.
Yeah, he fucks. He's Bruce fucking, Bruce.
Right?
The bit about the dad laughing.
Shelby, you know Bruce Bruce jokes?
Yeah.
I used to
do stand-up.
You're a student of the game.
Exactly.
What are the other three things I like?
Well,
ESPN stand-up.
Now you made it. Now you only like three things since you mixed the podcast and ESPN into one.
No, those are two different
chatter.
Things.
You like the chatter.
I like chatter, but I like ESPN for the visual chatter, podcast for the listening chatter. And what's the fourth thing?
I guess the fourth thing could fit into the other thing, the Patriots.
The Patriots. So I guess I'm a man of limited taste, is what you're saying. What a holiday blunder out of Shelby to just ruin me right to my face. Well, Reggie, I'm pumped to have you here. Go follow Reggie on Instagram, at Reg Conquest on Instagram. Go follow, go support Week at the Creek. So he's doing it at this fucking, you know, Nerd Palace. He's doing shows there. But you can go with your girl or guy, and it's a fun night. If you live in the Queens area, like, that's a great place to go see a show. Low money, low risk, high reward.
Come through.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do it.
Oh, we have a lot of hypotheticals that were sent in. I put out a the bat signal. Mm-hmm. So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Yes, Shelby?
After the last one where we just got, hey, rank women's holes.
I think our last hypothetical was rank the female holes, which if I ever get asked to host the Oscars, that will be the end.
the female holes.
He ranked a woman's, the female anatomy.
He's like, anus, vagina, mouth.
How bad would that sound just alone on its own without knowing the show?
Yeah. After an email, hey, I got like cheated on my marriage. It's like some guy, hey, I listened from the beginning.
I want to know where you'd put the holes in relation to one another. Merry Christmas. So let's do some emails. JTrain podcast. Let's start out with some hypotheticals. This is a life hop hypothetical.
Damn, you got the sound effect.
Uncle Jay, Shelbin, great guest. Look, you're already great.
Hey there, who that?
I love the podcast. I've been binge listening to every episode at work for the past few months. Here's a hypothetical I found kind of interesting, and I wanted your thoughts. You find a book and begin to read, only to discover that it is your life. Shit, this is getting deep. You get to the point that you are at now. Do you turn the page knowing that you will not be able to change the events to come? Man, we just went from talking about holes.
That's
to
what
really
I was hoping it would continue on holes.
Now, look at 10 minutes later, Reg is crying. I'm fucking in the corner wondering where life is
going.
Wait,
so she's saying if you turn a page, do you figure out?
So you get to this. So you get a book. It's a magic book. Mm-hmm. You start reading it. You realize it's your life. Mm. You read the narrator version of your life up to today, walking into my apartment to do the J Train podcast every Tuesday and Friday. Mm. Now, do you read the next page? And how many pages do you read if you do?
I'm not a book guy. I'm more of a flip to the back, see what it's about.
So but you see the death?
If I'm reading the acknowledgments and it's about my life, I don't think I'm going to keep reading. I'm closing it. I'm done. I don't want to know.
Shelby, what do you think?
No way. We talked about this before. Like, there's so many weird turns my life has taken. Yeah. And it's like, I wouldn't even think to do it, but then I meet people, I have experiences.
If someone's out there taking notes on the bits and pieces that we found out about Shelby's life, that would be a fun thing for them to read back to us. Because you've dropped subtle points about your life.
I mean, it seems normal to me, but I can see what you're getting.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm. Like you just said, randomly, he's like, I've done stand up comedy, and then
I thought we talked about that.
We never talk about that.
Oh man!
And then
talked about him doing stand up.
No,
it just dropped.
One time, he was like, a parent died, and we just moved right along.
It's already happened in my life.
It's happened to me. I don't know. We're talking to Shelby is like talking to a minefield. You don't know what fucking horrific tale is going to come up.
He definitely gives that off.
I've got a crazy picture to show you then.
Well, let's see the picture. Can you post it online for people to see?
It's...
If you can't post it online for people
to
see...
Oh, I can post it.
Okay, because then this will be a special treat for people listening. This is an extra... This is a stocking stuffer on your Christmas episode.
I can't wait to see this picture.
What is the picture of? It better be the ranking of the holes.
Oh, you wish.
What is this picture?
So,
explain it to the audience.
It was the first time I did stand-up.
Oh, shit.
That's like
so
a hole.
Here's the thing about the first time you do stand-up. It's always awful, and it's always like in the... You'll never forget your first time, and everyone kind of makes a joke. 90% of people who do stand-up the first time do a joke about how this is like the first time they've had sex.
My first doing time doing stand-up was great. I had like 15 of my boys there.
That's the worst way to do it.
What, you mean, to have
your boys there?
It was great.
They either support you too much.
They supported me way too much.
And then you're like, this is fucking easy. Or they kind of go, let's see what he's got. And then you bomb in front of your friends and then they never want to see you again.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what happened. They supported me way too much.
You have
much.
The picture?
There's a story.
So tell the story.
It was my sophomore year of high school.
Oh my God.
We started mad young.
This picture needs to be posted. I will repost.
It ain't even what you think it is, son.
What is? Why do you have to talk like that now that Reg is here with a do-rag on? That's why you got a black guy here. You got to say son. Are you offended by such a thing?
I'm not offended. Son is not even in my vocabulary.
No?
I'm from Philly. That's a New York thing.
Is it a New York thing?
Yeah, son is a New York thing. But, the do-rag did start
now
in Harlem.
Now that I think about it, Andrew Schultz does say son a lot.
Yeah.
And he's white, but he's a New York guy.
Yeah, he's a New York guy, so.
Sophomore year.
Okay. Shelby's also from, Pacific Northwest, so yes. let's remember that.
I love stand-up, and I'm, trying to get into college, so I'm, trying to do all these extracurriculars.
So you're like, listen, you put down your Bruce DVD.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to the open mic.
Wrong.
High school talent show.
There's a thing, so I'm in, this community service club, put on the resume, get into college, this and that. They do, a fake for charity. I'm doing my air quotes, male beauty pageant.
Okay.
So there's
Wait, hold on. The way you worded that is very confusing. Is it for charity or not?
It is.
Okay, so that's not fake. You didn't invite everyone for this male.
It ain't serious. It's not like Mr. World here.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
If you're entered into the competition, we know it's not Mr. Universe.
You turned it back on me.
Listen, man, I appreciate it. We give and get. So this is the season for giving. So there's a real charity that's being raised money for with a male. We are going to auction off men.
it's like, you know how like Miss America, they do, oh, the talent.
The talent portion.
And then
so
the
you signed up for to do stand-up.
But there's a thing for, there's a member of each sport and club. So there's Mr. Football, Mr. Basketball.
And what were you?
I was a thing, it was called Roots, Reaching Out to Other Through Service. Nobody, it was mostly girls. No, none of the guys wanted to do it. And
hold
half.
On. That's like,
hold on, there's a competition for like Mr. Blank of the high school.
Yeah.
Stud of the high school.
Correct.
And let's call it that. Goes to charity.
It's Mr. EHS.
Mr. EHS. And mm-hmm. there's a football representative.
Yeah.
There's like a soccer representative.
Mr. Ban, Mr. fucking debate.
And you're Mr.
Roots.
Mr. Roots.
Yes.
Wait, what does roots mean again?
Reaching out to others through service.
Whatever it is.
Correct.
It's the Mr.
Roots.
Yeah, Mr. Mystery Flavor. Mr. Does Community Service. Okay.
So much like this podcast, mostly female members.
So we have a lot of female listeners. Thank you.
None of the guys.
I hope you're enjoying this.
Wanted to do it, and I half jokingly was like, oh, I'll do it, and then I'm like, oh my god, if someone will do it, sign him up. And like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
geez,
we need
shit.
Someone to represent. I get that.
Like, oh, we need a talent.
And then you're like, my talent, I've seen like, enough Bruce to know every one of his bits. I'll do stand-up comedy.
Yes, I was not doing Bruce bit.
You know, when you're
I don't know any Bruce I know he's a legend, but I don't know any Bruce bits. Do you know any Bruce bits?
There's the famous he's talking about his like grandpa. You know how people like laugh without moving their face, like
that's
okay, a good one. Okay.
Not exactly a podcastable bit, but okay,
YouTube it.
So you go do this is your first time doing stand-up sophomore year of high school. And as a representative of the Roots.
Oh,
and Mr. Football with a chick on his arm is watching you do this.
By the way, so you're Mr. Football during the, there's no, you come out to introduce yourself, you're wearing your football uniform.
Yeah.
You come out basketball, you're wearing your basketball so for Roots.
What are you wearing?
Are you
wearing?
How
like
do
a
you...
like a reflective vest from cleaning up the highway?
That would be good. No.
Yeah.
I made a giant cardboard tree costume.
Wow.
Like
because
roots.
You represent the earth?
Roots.
You're the in Captain Planet, you're the kid whose power is like caring.
But when I came to the mic, it was reaching out through others through Shelby, got a big laugh.
Oh.
That was not the stand up.
Well, that is stand up because whenever you go to a town, if you make a joke about things that everyone knows about, mm-hmm. you're killing right away. So that is a good, it was a good instinct.
Correct.
Hmm.
And now you're imagining that this is like, think of the classic high school theater, just like
sure.
goes straight out. This was a new one, so that was like raised level,
no.
like a nice theater.
So they're standing over you.
Oh, this was like 2002.
Kinda.
This was 2006, Jesus.
Six.
That's when I feel like the new auditoriums were being built, yeah. like early 2000.
Everyone on this show today is revealing hilarious knowledge about crazy shit.
I'm telling you, that's when the new auditorium
Reg, you
became.
Know the auditorium?
It's Christmas.
I don't know, ninth grade year, at the 10th grade year, we came back, it was a brand new auditorium.
Thank
brand
you.
New
shit
audit.
Was lit, yep.
And so, okay, so Shelby, this is the anniversary today. Would be hypothetically the anniversary. Like this happened.
This was in, I believe, January or February of 2006.
Okay. Mm. We're coming up on the anniversary. So how'd the set go?
500 people there.
Mm.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like that sells
how'd it do?
Out. What?
It went well?
So I do stand up. I'm doing like self-deprecating. I'm making fun of teacher and shit.
Wait, sure. But you got on a tree uniform.
I took
with
the tree. I'm wearing jeans
okay.
for this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and I should mention.
Shelby got into his black t-shirt, jeans, his Louis.
This is a big deal. They get every year Miss Missouri from that year to be like
a
off
judge?
To the side and like part of it. So, she's
so the hottest chick in Missouri is stage left.
Correct.
Mm.
That's pressure.
So I come out, I like have to, so like, you know, they vet the material,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, so I do it in front of like three people in a classroom, like a teacher, but you don't know.
That's harder than the 500 people to make.
I can see that.
Hell
the
yeah.
three people
yeah,
in a classroom?
People, oh my God.
I didn't even know, like, I don't have any perspective or anything, so
yeah,
I don't know
do, like,
how this
yeah,
is
yeah,
go.
You're just like, these are the things I'm going to say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I crush.
You crush.
In front of three people or the crowd?
In the 500.
Crush.
Ooh. the crowd here is applauding. The crowd here is interested. This is crazy.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. The crowd is proud of you. They're proud of you. Okay. So at this point, you're like, I'm going to go. You crush. You probably turn to Miss Missouri and you're like, I'll have you now.
Correct. No.
Join me in the teacher's room. I will be betting you.
How long do you think you did?
Oh, I did like 7 minutes, five, six, seven minutes.
Crushing.
Yeah.
Bam,
every
bam, bam.
Joke's hitting like, oh, this is what stand-up
is. This is what stand-up is. Well, I would say that that's a very difficult first time.
Yeah.
They're not exactly on your side. Reg, when he brought his 15 friends,
like, they sat front row, yeah, everything.
That's a different, that's a more helpful crowd than your crowd because you're also a sophomore.
Right.
What did Joe Football do for his talent? Like, just come out and show his abs, and then he was like, I'm done?
Probably something like that. Or like they do like a funny thing. Yeah. You know, I'm already getting laid constantly.
I'll do whatever it is.
And there's like a fucking, you have to like sing a song, karaoke thing where you're like teamed up.
So what was your karaoke thing?
It was Love Shack.
A great choice.
No, I didn't choose it. They just randomly. And there's like a big dance, like a group dance at the beginning. Like,
this is quite a production.
It's for charity.
And 500 people showed up.
So it sells out quick. So you go back to like trying stand up again the next week, a year later. When do you do it again?
I did it in clubs, like open mics. I opened for some people in college and I came here. I was like, that's enough of that.
That's enough. Says it to two people doing stand-up. That's enough of that. I don't want anything. Back to the hypothetical.
But there's a picture, remember?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, let's see the picture.
So at the end, they like announced the winner. I was like I won. I was Mr.
Oh, you won.
That's
the crowd. Oh my God, let me applaud you.
Hey,
we are very wow. This is crazy. You won?
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
That is a rags to riches tale.
Shout out to the Roots.
The Roots, represented. This is like, okay. I have
the
theories
first,
on this, first, by the way. I don't want to down you, but there's reasons you won.
Correct. I can be realistic.
Yeah,
myself.
This isn't, nobody votes for the football guy to win these anymore.
Yeah. And there wasn't student voting. It was like, oh, we'll bring back past alumni. They'll vote.
Yeah. No one's voting for anyone who's had sex to win. Had you had sex at that point?
I would be blown, I believe, 9 months later.
That probably due, in fact, to this performance. But
he threw me off when he said blown. I'm like, whoa, where's this going?
it's another story.
Miss Missouri, that's another one for another day. But I'm saying when you, these high school events now, you know, prom king and queen are now not the coolest. That's a 1995 and below thing.
Nah. Black schools is still the cool people still get picked. they still get picked in the school
that's
I went to.
That's my favorite part about black people is that there is like, they especially in the audiences, if you're not good, you're not fucking good.
Yeah,
there is no pity.
They're still picking the coolest kids
No pity from a black audience. Hate and ridicule, and you have wasted my fucking night.
You better get to the point. Where the picture? I ain't seen the picture.
So let's see the picture.
So when this is the group picture from the end.
Okay, this is the group picture from the end, and I will explain it.
I wish I could see the tree uniform.
Shelby, this is the best picture. Shelby looks like he's leading a child version of Stomp.
Wait, the most amazing thing. Oh, that's
thing
you in the middle.
I have ever seen.
Oh, they put a crown on him, like a little.
And you have a crown on. Is that the winner got the crown?
Of course.
This is Mr. Roots, and you have a sash.
Yep.
And a crown.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of look like you don't know where you are.
Well, there's bright lights, and they've been on a stage.
This is what fame does to you.
Wow.
I can see who Mr. Football is off on the right corner, giving a muscle. That guy making a muscle with the hair is definitely Mr. Football. Or is that the team Roots?
No, no, no. This was all the fellas.
He's the only one that was in Roots.
So right? Shelby's going to post that at Classic Shelb on Instagram. You have to post that now.
Yeah, you want to post it Christmas style?
Christmas style.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
I mean, it's this one that comes out.
Okay, so when you, we'll post the picture of Reg and I, and then I'll do a slide.
It's a duel.
This will be the second picture in the in my post, and then I'll tag you in it. But
and
it's a great story.
I don't want them looking for me. But
if I was going to go back to the hypothetical that we originally started with, you may have not, would you have still done it if you had the book of your life?
If I had gotten the book at 16?
But maybe your jokes wouldn't be good. Like, this is the whole thing about, like, that day. You went in so wide-eyed that it's why you won, probably.
Yeah. And so I would not read that book.
I think I'm not reading the book either.
I'm not reading the book.
After, I was going to read the book, like, a week ahead. I would go a week ahead of my life just to make sure the week was going to be good. But now that Shelby's told us his story of Mr. Roots, I'm gonna take that back. I'm going to not read the book. You've changed my life.
Yeah, I'm taking that book and throwing it out.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
I watched a Netflix show in my life.
You would?
I wouldn't read the book, though. That's how lazy I am.
We're sponsored. We are sponsor people. We have a new sponsor. Ring that bell. New sponsor alert. hit that heat. Ring the bell, though, because we got a new sponsor. This is a big deal.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Mapalim. Mapalim. Okay? That is the new sponsor, and I am so excited. Mapalim is the first direct-to-consumer male wellness brand. So, okay. Here's why. They sent me some stuff. This is high-end, beautiful soaps and hair product and shaving stuff that... Listen, we're growing up as a podcast. We're growing up as an audience. We have to grow up. When you walk into someone's bathroom or someone walks into your bathroom, it's a game changer to see higher end, nicer looking product there. You know this person takes care of themselves. You know that this person cares about the way they look and the way they're presented. I got some of their stuff. The hair paste is the best smelling thing I've ever put. It's manly. It feels good to put on.
Hair paste?
It's hair paste. Mm. You can rub it in to like have it like, you know, to like
shine.
Like a pomade.
Like a pomade. Mapalim is from the, they use stuff from the Middle East. Like it's like good, like this is like highest end stuff, but they've taken out the middleman so you don't pay that kind of price. And listen, if you're a woman out there, this is the best gift. This is for any man in your life. You're going to make them look like a man, not a boy. They're giving guys everywhere access to premium grooming and lifestyle essentials. Mapalim is a one-stop shop for your self-care needs as a guy. Shower, hair care, body care, beard care. Beard care especially, they have this oil that I love. Perfect for the guy who wants to take his morning routine to the next level. And that's really every guy. Here's the thing. We've promoted a lot of products on this podcast that a lot of podcasts promote.
Yeah.
You walk into the bathroom and see some of the stuff that we've promoted in the past, and you kind of do like a, you kind of smile and laugh at it a little bit. Like, you know the stuff. They're like, oh, yeah, this guy's just another dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting piece of the hair and grooming product pie.
And you use all this.
I use all this shit. It's great.
I gotta step my grooming up.
Their products are sourced from the Mediterranean. I said the Middle East. The Mediterranean. It's the Mediterranean. So it's all great stuff. And they use iconic natural oils and extracts like that have been used by the locals for thousands of years and are known for their benefits to the skin and hair. Listen, people. It smells great. It feels great. It's the best. This is a great gift to any man in your life and a great gift to yourself. And also, it doesn't make you, you don't have to walk through the aisles of CVS or Walgreens or Walmart and be like, well, and then look like an idiot for buying something for packaging. Mm. This is direct to you. Let the mailman work for you. Get you a higher end, be an adult.
It's like
with
something they'd sell at the Sharper Image.
This is Sharper Image level hair and grooming product.
I might have
so
to,
get
I
your grooming essentials at mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. M as in Mary, A as in apple, P as in Peter, I as in invest. L as in lick. I as invest. M as in married.
This whole spiel is also in the description too.
It's in the description of the podcast. MAAPILIM.com. That's mapalim.com. The products, I got to tell you.
They got beard oil?
Beard oil.
I need that. I'm trying to grow
beard. The hair oil that you can use on anything.
Yeah.
So the beard oil, I'll give you some. I got some in the bathroom.
Does it help you grow a beard though?
I think it just makes it like it freshens it.
I need a beard, son. I've been trying to grow a beard forever.
You grow in spotty.
Yeah, I grow in mad spotty. I don't know what that about. I've been trying to take vitamins for it.
Really?
Yeah. Like I want a beard.
I think they call that testosterone.
Oh, that's what I need?
Right?
Maybe.
I grow the whole beard except I don't connect my mustache to my beard. So it just looks like I'm always trying to grow a mustache. So people are like, oh, growing the mustache? I'm like, no, I just shaved. It's just the lighting. Let's do this. Let's do some more hypotheticals because we got a bunch sent in.
I need a beard, too.
So red flag deal breaker. You're dating someone. Everything's going great. And they ask for and this one thing happens. Are you in or are you out? Red flag.
Ew.
Okay. That's
deal breaker. Deal breaker.
There we go. Those are the two sounds.
Okay.
Someone asking you to spank them with their old sorority frat paddle. Love the show. What do we think?
I'm down. Why not?
I'm definitely down. They could be 80 and that would still be hot to me.
I'm down. I'm definitely reaching
sorority paddle. Spank me.
Down to clown.
Down to clown.
No problem with that.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Urgent. My best friend may be making a huge mistake. Train Shelb, an esteemed guest. Second time emailer, you were great when I saw you live, and I've been telling all my friends about the pod. You gave me some great advice on a wedding earlier in the year, so I'm coming to you again. But feathering over, I need some advice. My best friend just let me know that he's planning on asking his girlfriend to marry him, and I think he's making a huge mistake. They always have nasty verbal fights in public, and she belittles him all the time, but he's kind of the guy to jump ahead first into things without thinking. I think he wants to lock her down before she breaks up with him. So my problem is I'm not sure if I should tell him not to or if I should just let him make his own decisions. They have been dating less than a year, but they dated a few years ago and it didn't work out. He's planning on asking her out on a group trip we have planned to a music festival in January, but he hasn't bought the ring yet because he can't afford it. I've been there when he talked about his plans for weddings around her and she would respond with, well, it's your wedding, so you can do whatever you want and shit like that. So I'm not even sure if she'd say yes, which would put a serious damper on the rest of the trip. Yeah, I'd say so. I'm sure there are some details I left out, but that's the gist of it. What do you say, Wizard of Weddings, keep up the good work? What do you think?
I don't know. I thought this is a guy or a girl.
This is a dude writing in.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And it's his buddy.
Oh, that's his boy. That's a good friend because I would just do it and let my boy go. I probably wouldn't tell him.
Yeah,
I thought it was a chick. I thought she was hating a little bit, but with the whole do whatever you want, it's your wedding. Yeah, he got to tell. He got to say something. He can't let her.
You know what? To me, there's like when I read this email, I think you can be a person who doesn't tell people stuff, but like lets them know how you feel.
Yeah.
So you can be like. I would, to me, when someone's in a relationship, so to me, the email always tells me the answer to these.
Mm-hmm.
So he writes, they always have verbal fights in public. She belittles them all the time. And he's the kind of guy to jump headfirst into things without thinking. So that sentence alone tells me everything I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
They are attention seekers. They are attention grabbers. So I would say
about that couple.
Yeah, the couple. Mm. And the guy who says to you, I think I'm going to marry the girl who he has public fights with, wants the attention.
Yeah, he likes it.
He likes it. So I would say, good riddance. Good luck to them. It's going to fuck up. Your relationship with him doesn't have to be fucked up. You can always be, with relationships with friends, you want to receive, you don't want to throw.
Mm-hmm.
So let him come to you and say, what are you thinking? I would say, you guys fight in public all the time. You can't even afford a ring. It feels like this is something that you can wait on instead of doing right now.
Yeah.
If he came to me, if he went off and got married one day and came back to me and told me he was married, I go, oh, cool. Congrats. And I wouldn't even make a big deal of it
because
this person and their relationship only feeds off of the attention of the group.
it depends on how big the public fights are, too. Like, if they, like, shouting at each other and going crazy, then it's like, all right, damn, that's not...
That's what they want. But that's the thing. Yeah. If they, what public fight, what couple do you know that publicly fights is a, you know, not as loud public fighter? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how they live.
Yeah.
They live for attention. They feed off of it. So if you go to him and be like, hey, man, you can't do this, you're giving him exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
I would say, don't give him what he wants. Just go, you know, and if he comes to you, go, yeah, that seems kind of stupid. You don't have money for a ring. You guys don't even live together. What's going on?
I want to know where they're going, where he about to propose, though.
Yeah, on the trip and ruin his fucking trip. That's the reason that he's going to do it on the trip, because they want more attention.
On the trip. He got money to go on the trip. He should have money to go on to get the ring.
Well, I mean, it sounds like these guys are, you know, out of their minds anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't sound like they're making the right... This couple isn't exactly putting, you know, one foot in front of the other the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say to them that the reason he's going to do it on this trip or ruin the trip is because he doesn't give a fuck about you. He's not really a good friend.
True.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
Well, you gotta get the follow-up for that, because I want to know what happens on that trip.
I can tell you what happens. They break up. They don't get together. They don't get married ever again. Or they get married and get divorced. Or they don't use condoms anymore. They have a kid, and then they're still fucked. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Is he delusional? Hey, JTrain. Here with Reg Conquest, at Reg Conquest on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Just got out of a confusing dating experience and could use some perspective. I met a guy off a dating app. We really hit it off our first date and went back to his place. After sex, he mentioned he never uses condoms with his long-term girlfriends because it ruins the experience, quote unquote. From then on, I noticed he'd lose his erection quickly, would blame it on the condom. Your old friend, the condom, always willing to take the brunt. A few dates in, I decided we were in a good match, mainly due to his intensity around politics.
Mm.
Hey. It's funny that these people always go hand in hand. The one that yells at a condom and the one that's intense about politics. Like, I told him how I felt. He said he was blindsided since we'd been having a great time and the conversations were, quote unquote, so good. Swore he'd toned down the angry political rants, insisting that we were just making a mistake if we stopped dating then. So we continued seeing each other. After a few more dates, we were in bed and he said he didn't want to have the emotional reservoir. He didn't have the emotional reservoir to pursue anyone but me yet. Yet he was still giving out his number to other girls on the apps. He never asked to be exclusive, and I wanted to play it cool, so I didn't bring it up exclusivity either. He would start saying things like, you're the best girl I've met in LA, you're everything I want in a girl, etc. He even dropped the L word in bed after going down on me. He'd hint at wanting a relationship and wanting to take a trip together. A few nights ago, we were having sex, and he brought up again that he can't enjoy without sex with a condom. I told him I was not open to it, and 2 days later, I texted him saying I felt pressured and kind of disrespected by the whole thing. He said he felt ambushed by my text and wasn't happy about the fact that we had quote-unquote, conversations bordering on fights. So early in our dating, he was referring to the conversation we had early on about him being overly political, which was nowhere close to being a fight. It ended with him telling me he still wanted to see me again and he still, quote unquote, really, really likes me. 2 days later, we met up for a date and he says he's on shaky ground. He then proceeds to tell me we are fundamentally incompatible and that he doesn't want to wait around for him to make up his mind. Want me to wait around for him to make up his mind. What the fuck did I just experience? Did he really just dump me over a condom or is he delusional? What do you think?
Well, he dropped that. He said he loved it. He was really trying to get that condom off early.
Yeah.
He was really like, I love you. Like, all right, no condom? No.
That's the thing is a lot of guys will, their game is speaking in terms of love.
Yeah.
Like they don't have a game. So the game they use is, I love you, you know, I need you.
Really?
They'll just say things they know girls will like to hear and then try to shimmy off the condom.
Yeah, he was trying to get that condom off way earlier and you didn't bite. So,
yeah,
you
know. And so he's like, well, that's the thing with all this dating stuff. It's not about the condom. It's not about...
I think in this it was about he wanted that condom off.
He wanted the condom off, but in his mind he's sitting there going... Well, if she won't even let me not use a condom, how compatible could we be? And it's like, it's not about the condom at that point. It's just two people that are on two different pages.
Yeah.
He's someone, especially if someone's like politically angry, they just want to hear someone agree with them at every turn.
Well, how can you truly love someone without having non-condom sex?
Like you, I could love someone without having non-condom sex.
You could? Like, you can have, like, I've never fell in love with anybody I was having condom sex with.
Really?
No.
It's an interesting take.
You need the whole juices.
But also, he's saying I love you before he even loves her. Like,
yeah, the
thing with condom and when it should come off, when it should stay on, whatever, that has to be so comfortable with both parties.
Yeah.
It has to be like, of course, we're together. We're not seeing anyone else. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into non-condom land. You're comfortable with your birth control. I'm comfortable with that. Let's go into it. But the minute it becomes one guy being like, I got to get this off or I can't love you.
He kept going. Like, you can't, like, once his no is no, it's like, all right, man, we having cool condom sex.
Yeah.
But he pulled out the I love you. He kept it going. It's like, all right.
He got blocked game of kung fu.
Yeah.
And then he tried another kung fu move.
Yeah. He showed his eagerness too much to take off the condom.
And the thing is, why would she ever trust him at any point afterwards?
Oh, yeah, because he was talking to other girls.
He's like, I'm still talking to other girls, but I want to be exclusive with you. But
and saying, like, emotional reservoir, that's like a whole other weird thing condom.
Yeah, he's a bullshit artist. And she saw it. And here's what happens. When someone gets outed as a bullshit artist, they don't want to be around someone who doesn't know, who can't be fooled.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I think we're incompatible. You know what was incompatible? You didn't buy his shit.
Yeah.
That's like someone kicking you out of their store because you won't buy anything and you won't buy their sales fucking pitch.
He just laid back after sex is like, I love you. Like,
I love you.
I love you too. Grab another condom.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I tried.
Yeah.
And here's the thing with like asking, hey, do you want to not use a condom? I think it's okay to ask. I think it's okay to like say, hey, I'd like to not use a condom if you're both on the same, it's also okay to hear no and go, nah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's, you prefer a condom? Okay. I guess that's the end of the fucking story.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you asked like in the middle, like, hey, you want to use a condom?
I love condoms, so I would never ask such a thing.
You just grab it.
I use a condom. That's
all
it.
All the time.
Okay. I'm not getting out of condoms.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that for him, if he's someone that's like so, I also don't think that there's like the biggest difference between condom and no condom. Like I don't think it's like such a crazy difference that this guy should be.
I think it's a big difference.
This is the thing. Some people, it's a huge deal to them. But if you're a guy who's,
you never blamed a condom for not getting hard?
I think of condoms like I think of comedy audiences. It's always a little bit my fault.
Yeah. Nah, I've had my time. Wow, this condom is whack. What is this? What brand is this? This is trash.
Well, you know, that's bad, you know, but you also, comedians, they blame the audience.
Yeah.
Who blames the audience? Bad comedians.
Right. I don't blame the audience, but I definitely blame condoms.
Who blames the condoms? Bad fuck game.
Nope. I blame
and listen,
the
I've been bad. That's the thing. I'm willing to take the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bad on stage. I've been bad in bed. Both. I can take that heat. This dude always, the political thing is what kind of steers me this way because he always wants to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute someone disagrees with him, he just gets angry. And it's like, he's just got, and someone disagreed with his bullshit. So he's like, fuck it. I'm out of here. I'm going to find someone who's just going to yes me to death.
Yeah.
Shelby, you got something to say?
No.
I'm
on RC's side.
You're on Reggie Conquest's side?
Yeah.
You need no condom.
I mean, nah, I don't need it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's definitely a difference. Yeah, it's better. But yeah, he's wrong.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. But even if you need it, even if you prefer no condom, which, okay, fine. I'll live in that world. If a girl says no, you're going to go, okay, well, then that's it until we're together, right?
What do you mean? Like, no.
Would that make you ever break up with a girl over that?
Nah. I mean, eventually, if we together, we definitely going to go without a condom.
You would assume, yes.
Yeah, I would assume, yeah. Like, all right, we together.
But what if you're with someone and she's like, I will not until we're married?
Nah, I don't think I could do that.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah. I don't think, because
Shelby.
Wait. When you saying when you married, like we're not taking a condom off until we're married.
Yes, that you love someone and then you go, they go, we're not taking a condom off.
Do people do that? That doesn't make sense.
I'm just saying it makes. I mean, it could be out there.
I know a guy who did that.
Are they still together?
Yep.
There we go. Can work. Would you be in or out?
I would probably be out.
Out. Shelby, yeah. In or out?
I'd stay in.
Stay in. There we go. So you don't know. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more email?
We do.
One more email.
We're here with Reg Conquest at Reg Conquest on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. We have one more sponsor, baby. Ooh, that's right. Yeah, we do. We got one more sponsor. They're the best. I love this company. Zola. Ooh, Z-O-L-A. Zola. It's the wedding company that will do anything for love. Reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moments in couples' lives even happier. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is here, combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology, all the service of love. Here's why I love Zola. When you're going to get married, as someone who's attended many of weddings, I'm the wizard of weddings, okay? I know how confusing this whole thing is. Where do I get the gift? Where's the registry? Where's the rehearsal dinner? Where's the party? What can I help with? Well, how can I make this attendance at this wedding as easy on me as possible? I wish all of my friends would have used Zola.
It made things so much simpler for you.
Zola is the easiest way to plan your wedding and register. Join 500,000 couples who use Zola. They take the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, easy to use planning tools. And you can easily, conveniently manage everything online and in one place. Start with a free wedding website. You get a free wedding website. It's so easy and takes just minutes to set up. Over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from that fit any couple style and every type of wedding. Then you can build your dream registry. This is big for me. They make registering for newlyweds very easy. Zola store has the widest selection of gifts, all different price points. There's something for every guest to give. Guests love free shipping and returns, price matching, and more. That's huge.
I went to a wedding this summer that they use Zola.
Easy?
I was like so surprised. I saw their wedding invitations, their website, and I was thinking, you did this?
Yeah, it's unbelievable how well this can be done now for a thing that used to just be all over the place. Mm-hmm. You can also create a fund for your honeymoon, future home, new puppy, anything you want. That's an amazing thing. That you can look at a couple and go, I'm a part of the honeymoon. I gave that gift. One time my friends got married and the gift I gave was dinner at a restaurant that I like in Florence,
mm-hmm,
because that's where they were honeymooning. I had to call the operator, get connected to Italy. I had to have a translator. It was a whole fucking thing.
So with Zola, you can just do all that.
Put the money into the fund. So listen. To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/JTrain. That's zola.com/JTrain. Listen, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/JTrain, zola.com/JTrain. Go get it. Let's do this email. Reg Conquest.
Yeah, I'm mad jealous. I only been on like two weddings.
Two?
Yeah. My dad's and one when I was younger. You go to weddings. The wizard of weddings. You go to a lot of weddings.
I just had a lot of friends who have gotten married. I'm over the wedding hump. Like, I've done it all.
There's wedding hump.
There's baby hump. And then you're pretty much never see your friends again. That's what it is.
I got to get to a wedding like as an adult.
Oh, they're fun.
You'll go to more.
Celebrity DM advice.
Ooh.
Dearest J-Train, let's get on to it. About a year ago, my friend and I went to a concert. I drunkenly DM'd the singer after the show, and to my surprise, he replied, asking to hang out that night. Unfortunately, it was super late. It's over. I can tell you that, right? I can say.
Yeah, you shot
you shot your shot, and then you didn't want to fucking reel in the catch.
Yeah,
that's your problem. That up. And I was too far away from his hotel. He encouraged that I come to another show of his so we can hang. My friend and I are planning on going to a festival. He's going to be singing there in the month. So what I'm asking is, what's the move here? Do I DM him? And if so, what do I say? How far in advance should I do it? Basically, my goal is to get some celebrity dick and possibly a backstage pass, LOL. Mm. I like this woman's thought and her...
cut of her jib.
I like the cut of her jib. You're right, Shelby. I think she has to keep that jib in mind.
Well, I mean, I think she...
Have you been DM'd before?
Yeah, I've been DM'd.
Okay.
DMing is great.
And you, so you could see, you know, we're not celebrity singers.
No,
we're not celebrities
all.
By any means, but.
But she fucked up. She missed her opportunity the first time.
I agree.
Now she got to choose. Now it's going to be a whole different gang of women there.
Yep.
So I don't know. Good luck.
What you have to realize when you DM anyone in the position of, I saw you tonight,
mm-hmm.
where are you tonight? That's anyone, not celebrity.
Yeah.
Anyone. You got to fucking eat
that
fish.
Yeah.
You caught the fish. Don't throw it back. Because here's what happens. You DM'd. He said, come over. You said, it's too late. I'm too far. Okay, good luck.
Bye.
You threw the fish back. Now he goes and swims.
Mm-hmm.
Finds another person. And what you have to do is you have to be exactly how you were in your email. You're the DMer. You're the one looking for backstage passage and dick.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember how casual that is. So you have to be unoffended.
Now you're competing way more than you was
the first
time.
That's the thing. You went back into the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
A lot of lines that are hanging from the top of the ocean. And he's going to try and pick his best line with the best fucking bait. So the way you do it, nobody likes to be surprised. I'll say that. Nobody likes to be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So you say to him, hey, I'm coming back to the concert. Would love to try and hang this time. Let him know. Okay?
If he even responds.
He's probably going to respond. Hey, so pumped you're coming. He might give you the backstage passes right there. He might be so impressed with you that you're getting him there. Don't ask for it. Then, but maybe not. Probably not. He might say, if I were him, I'd say, excited to have you. Let me know where you end up. That would be if I'm him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to sit there with, back to the fishing analogy, sit there with your line and hope there's a tug. But live your own life. Go have fun at the concert. But don't sit there thinking that you're the only one DMing, that you're the only chick there, because he's a singer. He goes on stage. He thinks he's a rock star. He's fielding DMs after shows. The night you got him was the night that you happened to be the one that tugged.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm responding. I don't know if she's responding the second show, my show, I'm just like, all right, cool. Hope to, you know, like you said.
Yeah. I'm going to be totally interested, but I'm not locking up my night.
He might be thinking, oh, is she going to do the same thing?
Is she going to do the same thing? That's a good point from Shelby. Is this a girl who just does this for, does she get out of this the response and that's all she needs?
Is she crazy? She's jumping the city to city to see
that's
me?
The thing. You have to really show that you're not a crazy person too.
Yeah.
I need a follow-up on this, by the
way.
Would
love a follow-up. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one news item, then we'll be done.
We do have time for one news.
I love these sound effects.
That's right.
With a heavy heart.
Oh, no.
The holiday season is also the horny politician season.
Oh, is it? I didn't know those two coincided this year.
They do this year.
It's
2018.
It's like when the full moon comes on Friday the 13th. Go ahead.
The University of Texas, I'm assuming there's plenty of Longhorns listening right now.
A lot of Longhorns, hook 'em horns.
They have completed their investigation into whether state senator, so you know, not even not even congressman,
I don't know how these things work, the levels, but a state senator seems pretty important to me from Texas.
State senator, he's not going to DC. That's my point.
Got it. He's a hometown guy.
State Senator Charles Schwertner sent sexually explicit messages, including photos of his genitals, to a student.
At Texas.
At Texas.
See, I know that we're supposed to hate on this. There's reasons to hate on this. Is she 18?
Yeah, but there's some other. Look, okay. That's him.
Yeah, he's not someone I would want a dick pic from. Yeah.
He ain't young.
He's not young. I listen, while this is gross and maybe, you know, unbecoming.
I haven't even gotten to the most gross part.
Okay, so let's get there.
I'm sorry if anybody has a weak constitution or if they're eating.
Put down your lunch.
This sexual harassment was started over to LinkedIn.
This is the problem, yes. That's the part that goes from, yeah, you're a weirdo creep to you're a fucking asshole. He's using his power as a state senator to, you know, even, because with LinkedIn, LinkedIn?
No, I never got into LinkedIn.
I'm not a
that?
User. There's like an old profile of mine when I used to sell insurance. So like there's one of me out there, but it's, I don't use it, but I know you can see who looks at your account.
Okay.
A part of it is you can see who's looking at you. So you can see who's browsing you. If you're looking to work in government and you see that the state senator is browsing your account.
Mm-hmm. He is a surgeon also. You know, you can do other things.
Oh, okay.
She was looking to get into the medical field.
Well, now you have a surgeon who's also a senator.
He sent his number, this and that, was saying, oh, I'm in this committee meeting. Do you want to sit in the audience? She probably didn't. She probably thought, oh, he's trying to help me.
Yeah, this is bad.
She gave the number. Then
well, this is that, like, this is this cross between, you know, powerful people should be able to have sex, but powerful people have to realize where their power is coming into play.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he was unaware of it.
He was aware.
No. But I'm saying the fact that
he acted unaware.
Yeah.
And that's where he's wrong.
Yeah, he started texting inappropriate things, and she was like, can you stop that? And
she right away said, can you stop?
And he was like, oh, should we keep this to LinkedIn?
Oh, now he's cute with it. Yeah. God. It's a thing. The toughest part, and no woman listening is going to give any credence to this or any, they're not going to really like be empathetic to this, but you never age out of ego as a man.
And what's a really great sign.
And that's the saddest part. You don't even know. This guy doesn't even know what he looks like. He thinks he looks like 23-year-old him. But he looks like gross, old, whitey senator him.
Yeah.
And he's sending these messages. And he's thinking, hey, I'm just a dude putting it out there. And it's like, no, you have a.
I don't know. If she says stop, then that's like, all right, let me cool out. Like, she didn't even give him a sign to send anything.
That's the thing. He didn't even try to make this. Is he married? Does he have kids?
It does not say. But he was uncooperative with the investigation, but they still don't know, you know, did somebody else use his phone? Which, like,
that's the classic.
That's dead.
Yeah, that's dead.
Someone used my phone. That's all. Yeah, dead.
Another.
I was sleep texting.
Great sign of the times of our society. The investigation went public in September. He was reelected on November 6th.
Wow. Texas did not give a shit. It's a sad story because, you know, I know why. Here's the thing that with all these stories where it's like I don't want to sound like I'm agreeing with him. I'm not. I'm voicing a lot of these things that we all know are true. But like as men, we're like, yeah, I know how he did that. Mm-hmm. Like we all know the road he took. And we all have to be aware of the road, not take the road, and be, you know, try and be better people than the people who take that type of way, right?
It made me wonder, though, like, how many other women are being hit up sexually over LinkedIn? Like,
all of them.
I don't even want to.
Fam, I didn't even know people were still using LinkedIn.
I don't even want to use it for business.
LinkedIn is, I get messages like this all the time about people, like, and the thing is, if she was like, if this guy was 20 and did similar things to her, you know, messages over LinkedIn, he would be a creep, but also like a young kid where you go, well, he's single and he's looking to meet a woman, you know, like, because there's a lot of women that are like, that write me, I know from experience going, Would a guy ever like message me over LinkedIn? I'm kind of interested, but I don't know what I should do. And I'm like, yes, he would.
Yeah.
And also get away from LinkedIn. You know, get away from, you know, mixing work talk with your romantic talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using work talk to get romantic talk, which is the dirty part of this whole thing.
That's the creepiest part of it.
And he's still a senator.
Still a senator.
It's a crazy world we live in. Shelby, thank you for coming on, bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Reggie Conquest, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, man. This was dope.
A pleasure. At Reg Conquest on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Super funny. Creek in the Cave, January 7th through 12th. He's going to be there. Free shows. You can watch them all week. Super funny. It's a great night out. I'm Jared Free. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho,
happy
ho, ho.
Happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho. We'll be back on the next episode. Boom.